Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Freddie King joins us on WWL. Hey, Freddie, welcome to the show.
How you doing? How is Scoop? Scoop, I'm sorry. How's it going?
Council Member Freddie King. Okay, listen, I appreciate the call.
It's all good. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I appreciate you taking my call. And I was just calling to, I listen to you when I can, and I did hear your comments about the young lady being shot. It happened in Algiers, in a neighborhood I'm very familiar with, so I just felt I should call since that's my district and I represent that area. Just call and just discuss it with you.
Well, it seems to me that this happened and nobody was so outraged to say really anything significant about it. It happened. It continues to happen. And the white guy on the radio shouldn't be the one who's making the biggest deal about this. I mean, this should be outrage to blacks and whites and everybody. But if black leaders care about the black community, then where is the outrage? Because I honestly don't see it or hear it.
And I appreciate that, Scoot. And I haven't heard much outrage. Not to say that there is not outrage. What I can tell you is that I've been in contact with the police, getting updates. Also spoke to the school where this young lady attends, and just getting updated as much as they can update me, because I have kids around this age, and this kind of hit home more so by this being one in the neighborhood that I'm very familiar with, to a child near the age of my children. So I'm very outraged, very upset about it. And I'm sure others are. So I just want to say, just because you may not hear it, I can't speak for every black leader or every black person, but I can tell you that the Algiers community is a tight-knit community. A lot of people are outraged about this, and not just this. Whenever you have acts of violence that seems to that targets young kids, there is a lot of outrage. And unfortunately, we've seen this before in our city, but I'm doing what I can do. In my role as a counsel, speaking to kids, going to different schools, wherever I can, when I can.
All right, Freddie, can you hang on for a minute? I've got to get to a break, but I really want to. I appreciate you calling in, and I want to give you time because this is an opportunity for the media to respect you and the fact that you want to speak out. I want to continue this conversation in just a few minutes. So let me take a break. And we're coming back with more. New Orleans City Council Member Freddie King has called in. This 9-year-old African-American girl is on life support. Some black people were shooting at each other, and she got hit, and she's on life support. And I was just outraged because I'm not hearing the outrage from black leaders in our city, including our mayor. So here's a leader, an African-American leader in our city, who's called into the show, and we will get to that conversation here in just a moment, so stay with us. And look, if you want to post on my Facebook page or Instagram account or call this show or post here, just tell us the truth. Stop using misinformation. And John Thibodeau is now blocked from the SOTA Facebook page. He doesn't deserve to be on there. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're talking to New Orleans Councilmember Freddie King, who called into the show because I have just been outraged all today about the 9-year-old girl who was on life support, a young black girl shot accidentally. She didn't ask for this. Black people shooting at each other. She shot, and I'm not hearing anything from the black leaders. Well, I'm glad that Freddie King called in. And so, let's continue the conversation, and I appreciate you calling in, Freddie. So, when you go talk to schools, what do you tell them?
Yeah. Well, it's not so much. It's not just schools. I'm gonna say that I've been to the juvenile justice center, talked to those kids, and it's not so much what I tell them. It's what they tell me. I've actually brought one of your counterparts, Tommy Tucker, to the JJIC Juvenile Justice Intervention Center. And we spent hours there just listening to the kids, hearing their stories. And I can tell you some of the lives that these kids live are lives that we cannot imagine. They have responsibilities and obstacles to overcome that a person like you or myself would have trouble overcoming and maneuvering around. And they have to do it with less resources at the age of 12, 15, 16.
Well, give us an example of some of the specifics. And I'm not surprised by
sure.
this, but tell me a few things.
Nah. Let me tell you, I'll tell you a few things, and Tommy and I have had a long conversation on his show about this. But one thing, one young lady who was involved in a very horrific crime that made national news, she said, I was out of school for a month. My parents didn't know, / care. The school didn't know. They didn't check in with me. So I was just free to roam around for a month, just not going to school. Other kids say that I don't like going to school because these are kids who are incarcerated because I don't have clothes. And I get tired of going to school with clothes that's too small, clothes that's not clean, because I get tired of being talked about. And that may seem like small things to me and you, but to a 12-year-old,
that's a
big deal.
Their I think
image.
That's a big deal.
Another kid, there's so many stories, kids say, hey, I sold drugs because that is what was presented to me by the adults in my life. Instead of teaching me how to play sports or how to be a productive citizen, I was told how to sell drugs, how to steal and break into cars. The adults were the lookout to me. And these are things that these kids grow up with and that they see. And kids are a simple mirror of what they're presented. So, for instance, when I cut grass, my son goes and get his plastic lawnmower. He walks next to me. He see his father doing that. So when these kids commit these crimes, more often than not, and I'm not talking about the individuals from this week, but when these kids commit these crimes, more often than not, they are just seeing what's being presented to them every day. And one thing that was the most telling to me, school is, I always ask when I go to JJIC and I see new faces, I ask them, what is one thing that if you could change or that you can have would prevent you from being here. And 100% of the time they say a father. I don't know my father. I never met him. We don't have a relationship. And I can't imagine that because I grew up with both parents and my father was present. But a lot of these kids, 100% of the kids that I met, they don't have a positive male figure in their life saying, don't do this or do this. And I went to a drug court graduation in Judge Marcus DeLarge court in a criminal court. And there were 11 men who graduated from this drug reentry program. And out of the 11, all of them said they grew up without a father figure. So, I mean, this is not anything new, but I try to put myself in these kids' shoes so I can see how, as a council member, or just a citizen, how can I help improve their lives? I do more listening than talking.
All right, this breaks my heart, and I understand all of these things, and I've thought about this before. Why is it so prominent for young black males to not have a father? Is it not about a lifestyle that has been endorsed by the very community that is encouraging people to do the wrong thing?
Well, it's a lot of factors, and you can point to that. You can point to a lot of things. I don't think it's just one thing. But you can't ignore, Scoot, the fact that a lot of black men are in jail for crimes that, to be honest about it, a lot of white men would not be in jail for.
I understand.
Here's an example. JJIC, 100% of the people there are black. So that would make you think that only black teens, only black kids commit crimes. They may be an Hispanic here or there. But when Tommy asked, he asked, do white kids get arrested and come in jail? And the kids chuckled and say, nah, white kids, they don't come here. They come here for an hour, and then someone comes and get them. So that goes to the adult courts. I'm not making excuses.
No, I understand. I understand. I understand.
At my time as a
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, at my time as a defense attorney in this city, and I practiced all over Southeast Louisiana in very rural, predominantly white parishes, and the predominantly black parishes. No matter where you go, the jails are predominantly black, or like Orleans Parish Prison, or forget the name of the proper term for it, but that's about 97% black. That would make you think that only black people are committing crimes, and that's not the case. So there's a lot of underlying problems that we can't discuss right now, but I just think we had to look at this holistically and try to and not just say the community endorses. We have issues with that too, but there are also a lot of underlying racism that perpetuates this problem as well.
All right. Is there a time tomorrow you can call back and we can spend a little more time?
I'm giving a graduation speech tomorrow, so I can't. But I will say, I know you got to go. I want to say this. Thank you for mentioning it. I've been asked, you mentioned where's the black voices? I've only heard you speak about it. I recently did one interview about this. So when I'm asked to speak, I speak. And only one news outlet reached out to me. So that also makes me think, is this a big deal in a community when a black kid gets shot? Is this a big deal, period, black or white?
No, I understand that's a problem, too. So, look, I need to talk to you about what I can do. What can I do? And what can I do with this show? I've got clothes. A lot of my clothes would fit some, you know, nice African-American girls. kind of joking. In fact, some of my fashion they might actually like. But what the hell?
There might be some black
males that they're in touch with their feminine side, too. They might like some of my clothes as well. But, I mean, I've got clothes. I've got shoes that I can give away. What can I do?
Let's do this. How about this? I'll reach out to you off air. You and I will go sit. JJIC, I think it's important to have a person in the media
be frank, a
white person who to see the other side. Because I hear this all the time. I see this all the time. But for somebody like you with your platform, I think it's very important for you to come in. And Tommy was a great sport, and he said that was life-changing for him. Okay. So I'll reach out to you off the air, and we'll arrange a visit to JJIC. so you can see these kids and hear their stories and kind of figure out their why.
I would be happy to do that. I would love to have that enlightenment. So look, can you send me an email? It's scoot@wwl.com.
Okay.
Just send me an email. Freddie, I'll get right back to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.